time, because there's so many issues on which we would like to commend you, because there has really been wonderful innovations in St. Kitts Nevis that we would need time to go into all of them. But the ones that we can really touch on today, I'm concerned about access to justice, however, because I note that there's been talk about a family and children's court, and I am not sure if anything has been done about this. But certainly what we're reading in the reports, the police seem to have some difficulty in dealing with the domestic violence cases as children are concerned, and they seem to be needing of training. And in fact, also, as you mentioned in your own report, in terms of the judiciary as well, in terms of dealing with children before the court, there seems to need to be some training. I also wanted to find out if you have any specialized court procedures for dealing with children's victims and witnesses, and whether there is any protocols in terms of questioning them. That is ahead of your having a specialized court. I would like to know if there's any legal aid available for children, and I got the impression there was some available in St. Kitts. I'm not so sure if it is available from the inception of a matter, and I got the impression it was not available in Nevis, so I would like to know a bit about that. In terms of independent monitoring, I would point out that all the treaty bodies will ask you about a human rights institution based on Paris principles, so it's not just us. And therefore, it's absolutely necessary that you do set up such a body, because it's going to serve all the treaty bodies, because all the conventions require it, and it's urgently necessary that you do have some independent monitoring on the realization of human rights. And of course, for us specifically, we would like to know that you have got such a body set up to monitor children's rights. In terms of cooperation with civil society, one of the things that really bothered me about this is that there's no NGO support whatsoever. But I also understand, coming myself from a small developing state, that this can be difficult, because very often these matters can get highly politicized. And in a small community, a lot of people do not want to put their head above the parapet in case they seem to be critical of authority or government. I'm not so sure if it is this that is a problem, where you have no NGO involvement, or whether it is simply that there is some sort of way in which this has been discouraged, or whether it's a passivity. I would like to know if you have been looking at how you can encourage NGOs and civil society to be involved in terms of, specifically for us, children's rights.
Rinchen Schofel.
Thank you, Chair. Just two quick